Church of San Martino and Giulio Carcano's house. On the curb which leads from Lesa towards Mena, along the wall of the parish church, there is a plaque which bears witness to the presence of Carcano in the small town of Lesa. The home of Shakespeare's great translator stood right here, in the shadow of the ferocious bell tower, as Carcano wrote. Today the house is privately owned and cannot be visited. The Church of San Martino, which you see in front of you, houses some paintings by the Carcano family, made not only by Giulio, but also by his wife Giulia and daughter Maria. In the church, there is still the original bench where Alessandro Manzoni used to pray. Enter to visit the church if you want and look for the plaque on the bench. If you raise your head to admire the fresco, you will be able to recognize the writer's face. The church, however, is welcoming and certainly deserves a closer look. But let's go back on track. Upon Carcano's death, the family had the complete edition of his works printed, now kept in the Manzoni room at Villa Stampa, not far from here towards Stresa. The family also donated the translator's library, study and several documents to the municipality with the aim of perpetuating his memory, all kept in the Manzoni Museum. The Civic Library of Lesa is named after Giulio Carcano. Giulio Carcano is buried in Lesa Cemetery, as was, for a time, Teresa Borri Stampa, Manzoni's second wife, who rested here next to her first husband, Count Decio Stampa. To reach that area, follow the sign Villa Lesa on the map, downloaded from the totem in front of you. To encourage you to face the road with more energy, we point out that not far from there you can find the pastry shop where the golosini are made, famous, irresistible and patented Lesa biscuits. Don't forget your phone here in the hurry to reach the biscuits. You will need it for the next totem, Sentire Sentieri, Manzoni in Lesa.